and through us. And we are speaking to those that are with us today and those that are listening online. And our prayer is that we will all be blessed, because the motto of this church is that we are blessed so that we can be a blessing. Because if we haven't got it, we can't give it, can we? As I was preparing for today, a friend of mine many years ago said something which I tried to take on board. He said, if you're a chef, when you prepare food, if you can't eat your own food, then you shouldn't be serving to other people. And it's the same with the spiritual food. I'm truly encouraged whenever God shows me something, and I want to share it with you. And I want to say right at the beginning, we've been talking about prayer, and we've been speaking about God's power. We've been speaking and ministering on his gifts and his goodness to us. We've been looking at sin and his sacrifice. We've been looking at the armor of God. We're reminded to stand and stand firm with the fullness of what God has for us, haven't we? And then it talks about in his mighty power. So that's not in our strength, but in the strength of our Saviour. So that's good news, isn't it? God uses vessels like me and you. Even in our weaknesses, he becomes our strength. So it's my privilege to minister today to us, to you and to me, and say, Lord, come and have your way. And hopefully you can get excited about God's word. In Luke 11, verse 2, he said to them, the disciples who said, teach us to pray, he said to them, when you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name. And when I first became a Christian and I was introduced to that name above all names, it's a powerful name because it caused me to raise my hand when I wanted to keep my hand down. It caused something to happen inside of me that I hadn't experienced before, and that was conviction. So that name is powerful. But throughout my Christian walk, it's so easy for me to just tag Jesus' name onto something and think that there's some kind of witchcraft in that, some kind of magic. It's like, Lord, I want to be a millionaire in Jesus' name, because your word says I can have it. And when we look at the name of Jesus, it's far more richer than that. It's a legal term. It's when we use his name, we've been given legal representation with the advocate. Like when a lawyer comes to defend you, they have the full force of the law, the same as the judge. When, I don't know if they do this now, but I'm old enough to remember Dixon the Doc Green, where they'd go, in the name of the law, I arrest you. In other words, what they're saying is, it's not just me, I have the full backing of society behind me. The full force of the law I am representing. And when we use Jesus' name, I want to say right at the beginning, before we read these few portions of scripture, that that's what it means. That God has given us the right to use his name. Jesus says, all power and authority has been given to me, meaning him. Now go, and go in that name. And I just want to read some scripture, and I trust that you'll get what it is that we're trying to communicate today. In John 16, verse 23, it says this, in that day, you will no longer ask me anything. In that day, what day? Jesus is talking about when he dies. When he's talking to the disciples, he's saying that there will be a time where your joy will be complete. In that day, you will no longer ask me anything. They hadn't had to pray to Jesus at that point. Very truly, I tell you, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. That word name there is not just going Jesus Christ, but the full force of the heavenly host behind it. The full power that Paul talks about when he says in mighty power of God, when he says put on the fullness of his armor. Until now, you have not asked me anything in my name. Ask, and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. We're given that same mandate to ask in Jesus' name, but not as as a remedy for everything. It comes through relationship. When we have a right relationship with God, when we know who we are in Christ Jesus, when we know that we're sinners saved by grace, when we know the fullness of the joy of God, when we know what it is to be hungry, to be well fed, when we know what it is not to have and to be in plenty, when we know that we have a Redeemer that lives, the fullness of this name is apparent to us. So when we use it in faith, and not just as a symbol, not just to tag on to the end of our prayers to say, I want X, Y, Z in Jesus' name. But it's to say, because of that right relationship that I have with you, Father God, I have the right to use the name of Jesus. That makes sense? Amen. In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, the Son Jesus Christ, whom he appointed as heir of all things, through whom also he made the universe. This is who we're talking about. This is the name. The Son is the radiance of God's glory, the exact representation. In other words, you've seen the Son, you've seen the Father, of his being, sustaining all things by his powerful word. After he had provided purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty in heaven. So he became much more superior, or better, some translation says, as the angels, as the name he has inherited is superior to theirs. The name, the title, Nigel, is the name above all names. The name above all names. That's what we are talking about today. In Philippians 2 verse 9. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place. And gave him the name that is above every name. There is no name that is higher than the name of Jesus. That is the name of Jesus. Every knee should bow. In heaven. On earth. Under the earth. Every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord. To the glory of God the Father. That's the power in the name that we use. We've been given the legal right to use that name. And all the power and authority that God gave to Christ, he gives to us, his people. Because that name is not our name, but his name. In Ephesians 1 verse 17, I keep asking that the Lord God of our Lord Jesus Christ and glorious Father may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. That's a prayer that we can pray one for another, that God would give us wisdom and revelation so that we, you, it says here, may know him better. One of the reasons God gives us his word, one of the reasons God gives us his name, the reason he gives us his spirit, and he gives us wisdom when we ask for it, so that we can know him better. And the better we know him, the more intimate the relationship, the more of understanding we'll have when we use that name. It won't just be a tag on to the end of our prayer. Lord, help me in Jesus' name. It will be a request, a demand, if you like. When you look through scripture and it says, Jesus was in the crowd and a woman came up and touched the edge of his cloak. And he said, who touched me? And his disciples said, what do you mean, Lord, who touched you? There's a crowd, there's a throng, there's a multitude. He said, someone demanded power from me. There was something within the woman who had the issue of blood that she knew that she knew. And she demanded something. So when she touched the edge of his cloak, she knew that she would be healed. I don't know any more than that, but they were Jesus' words. Something was demanded. That's what happens when we're in right relationship with God. Sin separates. So when we get rid of the sin, then we have that intimacy with God. And then we can pray knowing that we have wisdom, knowing that we have the power of his name that's moving through us, because we have the legal right to use it. All power and authority is given to him. And he tells us to go. I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened. That's a prayer for me and you, in order that we may know the hope to which he has called us. The riches of his glorious inheritance in his holy people. And his incomparably great power for us who believe. Do you believe? This is for you. For us who believe. Listen to the rest of it. That power. What power? That power is the same as the mighty strength he exerted when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at the right hand of in the heavenly realms, far above all rule and authority, power, dominion, every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. And God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head of everything for the church, that's us, which is his body, that's us, the fullness of him who fills everything in every way. What power? The same power that raised Jesus from the dead. That's what he was giving to his disciples. He said, you haven't had to ask me anything, but when I go, you ask in my name. I give you the full power and authority through the relationship that we have because your sin has been saved by my grace. Does that make sense? That's what it means to pray in the name of Jesus, knowing that we are who he says we are. In Colossians 2, verse 15, having disarmed the powers and authority, he made a public spectacle over them. It's worth, let's just read up. It's worth reading from, let's read from Colossians 2, verse 6 and read down. So then, just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live your lives in him. So just imagine that I'm speaking to you now as a representation. You don't have to imagine a representation of God. I'm not just reading scripture. I'm saying something fresh to you now. This is God's word, sharper than a two-edged sword. So then, just as you receive Christ Jesus as Lord, continue, brothers and sisters, continue to live your lives in him, rooted and built up in him, strengthened in the faith as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness. In verse 8, see to it that no one takes you captive through hollow and deceptive philosophy, which depends on human traditions and the elemental spiritual forces of the world rather than on Christ. In verse 9, for in Christ all the fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. The fullness of the deity lives in bodily form. And in Christ you church, you brothers, you sisters have been brought to fullness. He is the head over every power. Jesus is the head over every power and authority. In him, in Christ, you were also circumcised with a circumcision not performed by human hands. Your whole self was ruled by the flesh, was put off when you were circumcised by Christ, having been buried with him in baptism, which you were also raised with him through your faith in the working of God who raised him, Jesus, from the dead. Verse 13. When you were dead in your sins and uncircumcision of your flesh, God made you alive with Christ. He forgave you. He forgave us all our sins, having cancelled the charge of the legal indebtedness which stood against us, stood against you and me, and condemned us. He has taken it away, nailing it to the cross. And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle over them, triumphing over them by the cross. So because of the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ, because of the body being broken and the blood being shed and our sins being forgiven, there's a power he's given us, the right to use his name. So I believe as we grasp afresh, because much of what I'm saying you've heard before, is to remind you, to refresh you, to enable you to be on your guard, as we said last week, to watch out for the false teaching, to see what God says about us afresh. Not to say, I am greater than you, because if I want to be greater than you, then I have to be your servant. Jesus came to serve, not to be served. But it doesn't mean that we cannot acknowledge the power that God has given us. He's given us the power to build up and the power to tear down. He's given us the power to have that faith that all things are possible through Christ who saved us. Yes? That's the name he's given us. So the reason for me bringing this and all these scriptures that I really love to read, to be refreshed with, is to say afresh to us, Grace, God is in control. When we look at the world around us, if we look with our eyes, we'll see a mess. God knows what he's doing. He can take the egg and scramble it, and he can make an omelette. He can do whatever he wants to do. He can take something and put it back together. Nobody's in authority that he doesn't want to be in authority. God knows what he's doing. And we, his people, also need to be of good cheer, because we know that he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. Jesus has gone to sit at the right hand of the Father to intercede for me and you. He said he sent the promised Holy Spirit, the Advocate, the Holy Spirit in us, working in us, using that name through that relationship that we have because of our sins being forgiven. Listen, the world can't use his name the way we can. They do, try to. They use it as a curse word, don't they? Oh, Jesus! And then you go, amen, brother. Oh, I didn't mean it like that. I know you didn't, but I didn't. Jesus Christ, amen! See, we can take the negative, turn it into a positive. The world doesn't know what that name means, and that name has no power for them. But when we use his name, it will cause trouble. When you're in a situation full of the isms, and you use Jesus' name, it will cause you trouble. But be of good cheer, Jesus says. I've overcome the world. So that name is powerful. When we grasp the relationship that God wants us to have with him, when we make sure we keep short accounts, oh Lord, create in me a clean heart, renew a right spirit. We're not perfect, are we? Anyone perfect? You need to stand here. We're not perfect. We're imperfect, aren't we? But he's perfect. And we know that we're not better than anyone else. We know we're sinners, but we're saved by grace. We know that we have an eternal resting place, don't we? We know that God's going to judge us on the things we build. Whether we use the stones, the precious stones, the gold, the silver, or the straw, stubble, and hay. He knows, and he'll test those things, but we will be saved. We will enter into the joy of the Lord. He's given us a name that is above every name. In Hebrews 2 verse 14, since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might break the power of him who holds the power of death. That's the devil. Because of Jesus' death, he broke the power of the devil and freed those who in their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. Verse 16, for surely it is not angels he helps, but Abraham's descendants. That's you and I. For this reason, he had to be made like them, fully human in every way, in order that he might become a merciful and faithful high priest in the service to God, and that he might make atonement for the sins of the people, because he himself suffered when he was tempted. He is able to help those who are being tempted. In Jesus' name, Lord, help me. God knows. He came and he walked as a man. He suffered as a man. He understands our frailties. He understands our weaknesses. But he's given us a power that is far more powerful than death itself. And that's life in Jesus Christ. That's the name he's given you and I. Jesus' name. He's given us the legal right to use it. Not just to tag it on to the end of a prayer. Not just to say, oh, by the way, Lord, I'd like that job in Jesus' name. And then we expect we'll get it. But to know that we have a relationship, that he wants you to have good gifts. He wants your family to have good gifts. He wants to bless us and prosper us. Remember, prosperity is the fullness of God. It's nothing broken, nothing missing. It's repentance, it's salvation. It's the fullness of what God has for us. It's suffering and it's pain-free. It's eternity. It's power. It's a clothing. We have been clothed in his righteousness, a right standing with God. When we look at the hallowed name, hallowed be your name, holy are you, one are you with the Father. That's a oneness. Jesus says, when you pray, pray in oneness with me. How are we oneness with God the Father? Through the Son, being pushed forward by the Holy Spirit, because we have a right relationship, because we've asked God to forgive us, to create in us that rightness, yes? So that we can have that oneness. Hallowed, holy is your name. That's the name that God has given us to use, me and you. That's how powerful we can be. When we pray, we use all the rights that God has given us. When we're attacked and we come against the enemy, it's not us coming against the enemy. Our fight is not against flesh and blood, but powers and principalities, yeah, that set themselves up against the knowledge of God. By the word of our testimony and the blood of the Lamb, we've overcome the devil. We speak to that mountain and it moves. We speak in Jesus' name. It's not just a... how can I put it without being disrespectful? It's not just something we tag on. It's not just something that's kind of out there with the unbelievable. It's something that holds power when we are in oneness with God. Hallowed be your name. God wants to use me and you. He wants to encourage us, I believe, to take hold of that name afresh and to use it. To be a force to be reckoned with. Listen to what it says in Luke 11 verse 21. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house, his possessions are safe. True? When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house, his possessions are safe. But when someone stronger attacks and overpowers him, he takes away the armor in which the man trusted and divides up the plunder. You have to change my teeth. Whoever is not with me, Jesus says, is against me. Whoever does not gather, scatters. Because of the name that God has given us, there is no stronger man than Christ. There is no stronger man than Christ. So when we protect our house, this house, our spiritual house, we're a temple of the Holy Spirit. When we are protected by the name of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God lives in us, doesn't it? So Christ is in us. I in him, him in me, you in us. Christ is in us. So there is no name that is stronger than the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter what you go through. And we do go through tough times, don't we? The Bible says don't be anxious, but we do have anxiety at times. The Bible says fear not, but we do, don't we? But we have a name that is above all names. That if we grab hold of our legal rights to use that name, when we speak it, we don't just say the words, but it's backed up by the full authority of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's backed up with the fullness of what God says. So we don't have to fear any strong man coming to attack, because he that is in us is far stronger than he that is in the world. I want to leave us. No, I'll read Philippians. No, I won't. I'll read Acts. Acts 4:12. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to mankind by which we must be saved. No other name. No other name. You'll hear it said there are many, many roads to God. No, there isn't. There's only one way. And who's that? Jesus. I am the way. There is no other name. You can minister in anyone else's name. It has no power. You can come in the name of the authorities, the law. You can be a top professional in your profession. Your name is still not higher than his name. There is only one name that we can be saved by, and that's the name of Jesus. That's how powerful that name is. You and I have been saved. Yes? That means we were headed to hell. Now we're headed to heaven. That means we were lost, but now we're found. We were dead, but now we're alive. Yes? We were blind, but now we see. It goes on and on. How did that happen? Glad you asked. Because of his name. That's the power that's in his name. And he's given us that power. He's given us authority to use it. So as we pray and ponder and let that sink in, when we pray next, and we pray in oneness, hallowed be your name, oneness with the Father, knowing that the Son is interceding, knowing that the Holy Spirit is provoking. When we pray, knowing that we have that power and authority, God hears us. When God hears us, he answers us. He answers us. Be of good cheer. In Philippians 4 verse 4, rejoice in the Lord always. Again I say, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Sometimes we think he's far away, but he's there. Just a whisper. He's in us. He is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. So can I suggest that when we are feeling anxious, we take this list and we think about those things that are praiseworthy and honourable and good. And then I believe that that anxiety will pass. Jesus gives us his name to help us. He gives us the authority to help us. He enables us to have that peace that transcends all understanding. And some of us may have it and some of us may not, but it's there for all of us together. The name that is above all names is the name of Jesus Christ. And when we are one, when we can say, hallowed be your name, and Lord, I take everything that you've given me and I want to use it. When we truly have that right relationship with him, then when we use that name, whether it's in prayer or thanksgiving, whether it's in defense, whether it's to build up or to tear down, whether it's to speak to the mountain, speak to the mulberry bush, whether it's to speak to the cancer or speak to the finances, to speak to the hurt and the healing, then we use Jesus' name. He's the one that does the work, isn't it? Isn't he? But we're the ones that's given the opportunity to use that name. So let's be encouraged today. I'll finish with my final scripture because of time. In Psalm 91, verse 14, it says this. Because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. Just indulge me. Let me go up and start at the beginning of that psalm. Because if you grab hold of this, it's really worth hearing this afresh. This is for you and I. In Psalm 91, verse 1, going down to the end of this psalm. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, he is my refuge, he is my fortress. My God in whom I trust, surely he will save you from the foulest snare and from the deadly pestilence. Verse 4, he will cover you with his feathers. Under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and your rampart. Verse 5, you will not fear the terror of night, nor the arrow that flies by day. Verse 6, nor the pestilence that strikes in the darkness. That's a year we've had, isn't it? You'll not fear the pestilence that strikes in the darkness, nor the plague that destroys at midday. Verse 7, 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Verse 8, you will only observe with your eyes, you will see the punishment of the wicked. Verse 9, if you say, the Lord is my refuge. Did you see there's an if in all of that? If you say, the Lord is my refuge, and you make the Most High your dwelling, no harm will overtake you, no disaster will come near your tent. For he will command his angels. Remember, that name is higher than the angels, higher than the earth, higher than demonic. His name. He will command his angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways, not just some of them, all your ways. They will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against a stone. Verse 13, you will tread on the lion and the cobra. You will trample on the great lion and the serpent. Verse 14, because he loves me, says the Lord, I will rescue him. I will protect him, for he acknowledges my name. He will call on me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you for that name that is above every name. Father, create in us clean hearts that we may be one with you, take the full authority of your name and use it for your kingdom and your glory. Amen. Amen. Amen.